It's Friday night in London. The British are queuing up in Leicester Square to see American movies that opened 6 months ago in New York. The Americans are rushing to the West End to see plays so that when they open on Broadway in 6 months, they can say how much better they were in London. I was looking for something else to do, something authentic, entertaining, inexpensive. Walking down Portland Place, one of the less interesting streets in one of the less hip districts, I saw a line of people heading into Broadcasting House, the home of the BBC. They were there, they told me, for a taping of a new radio show. I followed them in.
The first time I flew was a nightmare. Well, I'd never done it before.
Would you like a drink, sir?
Oh, how much is it?
It's a long-haul flight, so it's free.
Well, leave the trolley there and f*** off. We might have to change that slightly for the radio.
Welcome to The Big Booth, a variety show starring Booth B. Graffo. It was described as a cross between A Prairie Home Companion and Dumb and Dumber. It's actually just a cross between Dumb and Dumber.
I am here to see the farmer.
The farmer is sleeping. I am his beautiful daughter. Would you like to come inside and make love to me before my father wakes up? Come on in, I'll lock the door.
Hello.
Father! Stay thy anger. He is a strong and muscular Adonis, whom I fancy the pants off. You are a weak old man and I a helpless girl. We must let him do what he will.
You are right, daughter. I think I'll go back to bed.
Yeah, sorry, can I just say, I'm not the director or anything, but wouldn't it be better if you were to swap roles?
Oh, no, I could never do a voice as low as his.
It was classic British low humor, silly and punny, the kind you're embarrassed you laugh at. We forget that this country of Wordsworth and Wordsmiths, the land that brought us Shakespeare and Shelley, also brought Benny Hill and now Boothby. They like to go low.
Look, I think you ought to know that I'm not here as your puppet. I'm a respected broadcaster. I hope you don't see this as a cheap opportunity to put words in my mouth of a smutty and innuendous nature.
Not at all, Ned. It's a historical sketch.
Do I have a large part?
Well, hey!
With due respect to American broadcasters, radio is a much bigger deal in Britain, and the BBC is a colossus. 5 24-hour radio networks, with one focused exclusively on entertainment.
One of the best-kept entertainment secrets in London is the radio theatre in Broadcasting House.
Jonathan James Moore, head of light entertainment radio for the BBC, oversees these shows. 3 to 4 nights a week, you can just show up at the theatre at Broadcasting House and see something you would never get at home.
The cost is the best news, namely it's zilch, zero, nothing, free. Free tickets for all these shows.
My favourite are the panel shows.
The panel games are a particularly sort of English activity, I think, and they probably date right back to sort of Victorian parlours.
The best one is an untraditional variety called I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue.
Our next round is entitled, quite simply, Limericks. How many of us, while walking in the garden, taking the train to work, lighting our pipe, or spending £450 in an orgy of instant scratch cards... How many of us have not thought to ourselves, what I'd like to hear is a jaunty comic poem of 5 lines with the rhyme scheme A-A-B-B-A. Well, now you can. In this round, teams, I'll be providing you with the first line of a limerick, which I'd like you to complete, taking 1 line each. Willie, your line is a habit of Vasco da Gama's.
A habit of Vasco da Gama's was to tear off the first mate's pyjamas.
Then he'd wave them about, huh?
And give a great shout. I wish you were here, Judith Charman.
When I first heard this, I didn't know that Judith Chalmers was the host of a travel show called Wish You Were Here. Maybe I'm the worst kind of Anglophile, convinced that even something I don't understand in British is funnier than jokes I do get in American.
We are British, aren't we? There's no foreigners. Are there? Have we foreigners? Have we really? Have we got any Americans? Just one at the back. Yeah. Don't say a word, honey. I'll turn the plaid shirts inside out. You hide the camera. We're in the wrong place. Anybody asks, we're from Reading.
Slouching low in my seat at the BBC Theatre in Broadcasting House, I'm Wesley Weisberg for The Savvy Traveller.
To find out how to get tickets to a taping at the BBC, You'll find some useful information by traveling to our website at SavvyTraveler.com.